Hi, welcome to the fifth week of this self-esteem course. My name is Henrik Edberg, and this week we will take a look at one common problem that can drag your self-esteem down and restrict your life. The problem is being victimized by yourself and others, by not being as assertive as would be healthy for you and for your self-esteem. This is of course not just about raising your self-esteem, but by becoming more assertive, you can get more of what you want out of life. You can create more freedom for yourself and improve your relationships. Becoming more assertive will also help you to overcome the fear of rejection. Now, during week 2, you did the exercises to find a more accurate self-image. During those exercises, you also found some things among the negatives that you would like to work on. I believe it's pretty common to do those exercises and to find a lack of assertiveness of some kind as one of those issues. Maybe you just want to become better at saying no and setting limits in your relationships and your life. Maybe you want to become more assertive in just one area of your life, like at work or with friends. Or with just one person, like a partner or a boss, and to be able to ask for what you want. I'd like to start this guide by talking a little bit more about the dangers of not being as assertive as you'd like, before we head on to topics like saying no. So let's start with some general thoughts and tips on becoming a more assertive person. One of my biggest issues with self-esteem and growing as a person was certainly that I was unassertive. And I think it often boiled down to a fear of rejection. I fear that if I asked someone for a date, if I asked someone for a favor, if I said no or drew a line in the sand, then I would not be accepted and instead I would be rejected. So I would not be as assertive as I liked, and I would not ask for what I wanted. Life became limited, and sometimes I lapsed into passive aggressiveness. That is basically when you first say that you agree with something, a vacation plan, a decision at work, etc., but then you act aggressively towards the person you weren't assertive with, as you deep down wanted to be in the first place. Don't do that. It will hurt your relationships and your self-esteem. Another general thought of mine is that you have the right to ask for what you want and need in life. And this is a very important point. Because you have the right to ask for legitimate needs in your life. Those needs could be physical, emotional, social, or of other kinds. You also have the right to ask for what you want in life. If you have low self-esteem and you would like to be more assertive, then there is also the risk that you underestimate what your legitimate needs are. You might see such a need as simply a want, as something that would be nice or good to have, but not really something that is necessary, and so you might not ask at all. When you ask for something, the person you ask has the right to respond or act as he or she wants. But remember, no matter what the response may be, you always have the right to ask. Now, let's move on to raising the sense of what you deserve in life. As your self-esteem goes up, as you, for example, talk back to the inner critic, and as you change your negative thought habits, your self-esteem goes up. And so does your sense of what you deserve in life, too. I found that in my life, as my self-esteem went up, I was no longer okay with accepting some kinds of behavior from people. And it seemed more natural to ask for things, because now I felt I deserved to have such things in my life. And as your self-esteem goes up, it becomes more natural to talk back, to say no, to be more assertive, to get what you feel you deserve. And this is one of the main reasons why I strive to keep my self-esteem high. Because then I know I will naturally open myself up to being more assertive and to go for what I feel I deserve in life. And it's very exciting when you realize that, and keeping up your work and self-esteem then becomes even more important to you. Now, how to say no. One part of being more assertive is to ask for what you want. Another part is to set limits, to say no. Not being able to say no can become something that both stresses you out and lowers your self-esteem. You may feel drained and have no time for yourself after you have done everything everyone wants you to do. You may feel like you're not behind the wheel in your own life, but that you're almost always working towards someone else's goals. You may even feel used by people and become resentful with a bitter taste in your mouth. Learning to say no doesn't have to be that hard, though. By just raising your self-esteem, as I mentioned on previous recordings and in this guide, you will naturally feel like being treated better by people, and you won't accept or tolerate some kinds of request or behavior. You will become the highest authority in your life. This makes it easier to say no to other people in an assertive way. Now, saying no isn't always fun, but you have to be the boss of your life. You have to make the decisions. And say no both to yourself and to others if necessary. Besides raising your self-esteem by doing the exercises and cultivating the habits already mentioned in this course, I do also have a couple of other, more practical tips that I have used to build my habit of saying no and setting limits when needed. My first tip is to disarm and to then state your need. It becomes easier for people to accept your no if you disarm them first. You could, for example, do that by honestly saying that you are flattered or that you appreciate the kind offer. Then you, for instance, add that you don't have the time for accepting and doing what they want. Since some pushy people want to overcome your objections and sell you something or convince you to do something even when you first say no, with a valid reason, you can try this. State how you feel as a reason for saying no. For example, say that you do not feel that this offer is a good fit for your life right now, or that you feel overwhelmed and super busy and so you cannot do whatever they want. The point of telling someone how you feel is not only to make them understand your side of the issue better, but also that it is a lot harder to argue with how you feel rather than how you think. How you feel is your thing, and no one can really come up with a good counter argument to that. The next tip is to realize that a negative response isn't that common and not the end of the world. We often fear that people will be angry or very negative towards the choices we make. But you may have noticed in your life that people do not react that way to a no as often as you may fear. So, as I mentioned during week 3 when I talked about catastrophizing, adjust your expectations to your past rather than letting your imagination run wild. And if someone has a negative reaction, then that's not the end of the world. It is uncomfortable for a while. But if you have priorities in life, and if you are raising your self-esteem, you will in many cases be able to refocus on what's important for you and shake that negative experience off pretty quickly. My third tip is this. You teach people by how you behave. Children do as you do, not as you say. And this principle works for other people in your life too. People learn about you and your limits from your behavior more than your words. If you stand up and say no, if you set limits in your life, if you are assertive with what you want and don't want, then people will pick up on your new behavior. And you will encounter less situations where you have to say no or where someone tries to steamroll right over you. Now we're heading into the last section of this guide. How to ask for what you want and make it more likely to get it. Asking for what you want is something I used to have trouble with. It has become easier as my self-esteem has gone up and by using a couple of helpful strategies. Now, what do you have trouble asking for? And who do you have trouble asking for something? Think about those questions and then use the worksheets to find your own tough spots and solutions. But first, the tips. First, be relaxed and present. If you are relaxed and if you are in the present moment, right here, right now, to 100%, you will not become nervous about what if you get a no. Your mind is focused on what you're doing right now, not on the possible results. This makes it easier to do what you need to do. So take belly breaths for 2 minutes before you go to make the request. Only focus on the in-breath and out-breath, nothing else. This will help your body to relax, your mind to calm down, and you to be fully in the moment. Another way to relax yourself and to get into your best and most confident mood to make it easier to ask and to get what you want is to assume rapport. So, what is assuming rapport? Basically, instead of going into a conversation or meeting nervously and thinking, how will this go? You take a different approach. You assume that you and the other person will establish a good connection or rapport. How do you do that? Just before you make the request, just think and or pretend that you'll be meeting a good friend. Then you'll naturally slip into a more comfortable, confident, and enjoyable emotional state and frame of mind. In this state of mind, the conversation tends to flow more naturally too, without much thinking, just like with your friends. If you are nervous, then first, focus on the breathing until you have calmed down a bit, and then try to assume the rapport. Another tip that can help you before you even step in to the meeting to make the request is to visualize how well things will go. You may want to combine this with first doing the breathing to calm down. After you have done that, try this. Visualize how great the request and meeting will go. See and hear it in your mind. And also how great you will feel when you do the request. See yourself smiling, being positive and open, having a great time. See yourself being confident. See the excellent outcome in your mind, the outcome you want. Then visualize that it has already happened, that the meeting is over, and you got what you wanted. This is surprisingly effective and will get you into a great, relaxed and confident mood before you even step in to the meeting to make your request. Another tip that will help you is to keep the request small, specific, and if possible, make it a win-win request. Keep the request small enough to not get too much argument and resistance. Then you can ask for a small thing later again, or in some small way expand on what you ask for first. Take small steps towards what you want to make it more likely for people to say yes. Make the request as specific as you can. Make it easier for the other person to understand exactly what you want, to negotiate and to get what you want with less arguments. And you'll save time and energy too. And if you can, try to make it a win-win request. Make sure to mention to the one you're asking what's in it for him or her to grant your request. This will of course make it easier to get what you want. You can also make it into a win-win request by making an exchange and suggest that you will do one thing if he or she does what you want. Another helpful tip when you make the request is to keep an open body language. When you ask for the thing you want, keep eye contact, speak clearly, and keep your body language open, no crossed arms or legs. You will do many of these things automatically if you have assumed rapport. Or if you are relaxed and focus your mind on the present moment when you make the request, so don't forget about the belly breathing. The next tip is to prepare to write down your request and to practice. If you want, you can prepare your request and write it down. Keep it concise because people are busy and rarely have a lot of patience for roundabout talking. Just write down what you want, from who, when, etc., as simple as you can. If you like, you can practice your request in a mirror to make sure that you know what you want to say, how you want to say it, and to reduce nervousness. My final tip is this. Go further if you feel your needs are not met in a good way. Go over someone's head if you feel victimized and if you get into an argument that just goes in circles, in a bank or at a store, for instance. Ask to speak to the boss of the bank, the store, or the restaurant if the person you are talking to isn't listening or being helpful in the way you need. You have the right to ask for and to talk to someone else if you feel you want to. Now, the action steps for this week. Day 1. Use the worksheet. And find one thing you want to say no to or set a limit with. And find one thing you would like to ask someone for and get. Day 2. Set one limit or say no to one thing from your worksheet. Day 3. Ask for one thing from your worksheet. The rest of the week. Feel free to do more limit setting and asking for what you want. And continue to work on the areas you feel are most important for you so far in this course.